Lloyd Doolin can soon run full steam ahead again. The Prince Rupert personal trainer is also a medical marijuana patient, and until last week, all the cancer survivor could do was inhale the drug. But last week's Supreme Court of Canada ruling means he can now consume marijuana as well in the form of brownies or other baked goods, oils, as well as other extracts and derivatives. And Lloyd Doolin joins me live in the Prince Rupert studio this morning. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning.
Let's go back in time a little bit here about how this ruling and the change in it affects you, because prior to this, you've only been able to smoke marijuana. As a physical trainer, this doesn't seem to go together in my mind.
No, it doesn't. It's actually quite contradictory. I have a lot of people who, I guess they're really judgmental, but they have no real idea what is really behind the medical marijuana. It really is a use that does stop medical issues that are real. I'm epileptic. I've had some severe seizures in this town. Some of the seizures I've had have been over an hour long. And one of the things my doctors told me was the only reason I really survived my seizures was because I was physically fit.
Hmm.
Well, the seizures never really seemed to slow down until I started using medical marijuana. I never really, you know, I was a weekend warrior before that. But then once the seizures started happening, it started to make me really change my mind about my lifestyle.
And this was as a result of surviving brain cancer.
That's correct. Yeah, I never used to have any problems like seizure problems before that. I went through chemotherapy and radiation for a little over a year and a half.
Hmm.
A lot of people don't really even understand what the chemotherapy and radiation truly is. They've heard of it, but they don't understand or really know the chemotherapy, what it does, or the side effects. Now, you may survive from cancer treatment, but there are a lot of severe side effects that you suffer from every day. And people who research it, they'd understand. Anybody who's my close friend or knows me, I always try and get them to research the side effects of cancer treatment, because then it kind of opens up your eyes a little bit to more to what my world is really like.
Right.
But because I'm a personal trainer and I use marijuana, people are really judgmental. They have no idea what I really go through.
I'm curious to know about the physical impacts prior to the Supreme Court ruling, too, for having to inhale marijuana smoke as a personal trainer.
It definitely affects my cardio. But for me personally, I just do more cardio. I do my best to try and keep my cardio up as high as I can. But ingesting it definitely would be an easier way for me. I'd much rather be able to go somewhere and purchase products that are already made for me, that I don't have to go through the details of making. I'm not a baker by any chance, you know. But I would like to see more of it done so it's accessible for me. One thing I've really noticed too in this town in Prince Rupert, the city council is kind of really close-minded towards patients like me.
What have you run up against?
Well, I'd like to say that I'm closing down Chad's shop is a big, I'd say it's a big fail for someone like me in my position. For me, any way that I can use my marijuana to help my seizures, I think the more ways I can use it, the more effective it is. But now they've closed down some shops. They're really close-minded. They don't see the positive effects of marijuana. So I'm kind of really disappointed with City Council of Prince Rupert.
And these are shops in which you could purchase medical marijuana, is that right?
No, it's just things that I can use for consuming my medical marijuana. Mm. Now they've really limited it down, and they just don't really seem to be open-minded or to understand what cancer patients really go through. Now, even though you survive the treatment, the side effects afterwards are what you have to deal with for the rest of your life.
Right, right. And how much do you think this Supreme Court ruling that allows you to ingest marijuana, does that go some extra distance to taking care of some of the ignorance or uncertainty around marijuana consumption for people like yourselves?
I think it's a big win. It's a huge win. It's one more step forward. We definitely have more steps to go before it's completely legalized. I don't like the fact that I have to inhale marijuana and then be looked at as a criminal by certain people. You look around town, and if someone sees you inhaling marijuana, you're automatically judged. You're automatically labeled. And they have no idea realistically why some people are using it. Sure, some people are just recreational users, but there are people out there who are really using it for medical benefits.
I want to play you a clip from Canada's Health Minister, Rona Ambrose, and what she says about this ruling. Take a listen.
We will continue to fight against these kinds of, this kind of message. As I said repeatedly, this is a larger issue. We have to continue to get the message to Canadians that this is not a drug. It is not a medicine. There's very harmful effects of marijuana, especially on our youth. In that case, there is very clear, very clear clinical and scientific evidence.
That is Canada's Health Minister Rona Ambrose reacting to the Supreme Court ruling. I'm in conversation with Lloyd Doolin, a personal fitness trainer, who is happy for this ruling allowing marijuana in edibles. Your reaction to what Rona Ambrose has to say?
Very, very disgusted. She has no idea what cancer patients really go through. If she was a brain tumor survivor and she was having seizures for an hour long, something tells me she'd be a lot more open-minded and receptive to understanding anything. You're willing to try and take anything to stop a seizure. I take Dilantin daily from my doctor. I take 500 milligrams of it, and that hasn't seemed to really work. Once you start to get those seizures, I'm willing to try to do anything. And if she lived one day in my shoes, or any other person who's gone through cancer treatment and they're suffering from the side effects, she would understand. But she's never been in that position. So like I told you, people are really judgmental and opinionated when they haven't been in that person's shoes. Speak to any person who's gone through cancer treatment and they'll tell you what the side effects are. And it's very simple. You could YouTube it. You can Google it. All the side effects are there. I don't understand how she could be so close-minded. Now, you notice on Facebook, they're putting up posts that the federal government is doing research that actually proves that the cannabinoids in marijuana are killing cancer cells. They're now proving it. So I don't know where she is. She needs to do a little bit of research before she starts speaking so negatively about it.
Let's go into other people's shoes, because you've mentioned that here in the city of Prince Rupert, you get instant judgment. Where do you think that stems from? Why are people so uncertain about this product in particular?
I think they're uneducated. They're unaware. They're used to seeing it with a party scene. It's not directly associated with just the party scene. Now that this has come to about for open light, that everyone sees that it really does have true medical benefits, it's not just about the party scene. It's about health benefits. It's about survival. It's about quality of life. And that's one thing she doesn't understand. I'm sure if she went through cancer treatment and all they gave her was Dilantin, she would start to realize that her quality of life is not even close to what it was before she had cancer treatment. Now, all the medical marijuana does, it just helps improve your quality of life. It just does. And for me, I can't explain, because I'm not a doctor, why it stops my seizures, but it does stop my seizures. And if it keeps stopping it, I'm going to keep doing it.
Lloyd Doolin, very compelling argument for medical marijuana. Thanks so much for sharing your story with me today.
Thank you for your time.